The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, teaches us, Amar of Adabar Hava, Noshim Chayovas B'Kiddush Hayoyim Dvar Torah. The Noshim are obligated Midaraisa on Shabbos to make Kiddush here Kiddush Midaraisa. Ask the Gemara Mai, why is this so? Isn't Kiddush a mitzvah seishas man gromahu? For kol mitzvah seishas man gromah, don't we have a ruled Noshim Paturis? Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, it must be that the obligation for women to hear or say Kiddush is only with Rabbonim. Amle Rava asks Rava to Abaya, V'adva Torah Kamar. Rav Adbar Hava said that the obligation for women in Kiddush is a Chiyuv D'Raisa. Void, I've come to say, if we're going now to say that even though women are exempt from Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma, Midaraisa, but they're chayiv midrabbanan by Kiddush, so then we should say so by all mitzvah say shazman groma, nachayivinu midrabbanan, they should become obligated midrabbanan. El amak rava, amak ra, the pasuk says, zachar, in the seris hadibris harishoinis, the pasuk says, zachar shiyam shabbos lakachai, in the seris hadibris shniyois, in parashas veschanon, the pasuk says, shomar, Shomer Hashem Shabbos L'Kachoy. So therefore we learn, says Rava, Kosh Yeshna B'Shmira, anyone who's included in the category of Shmira, that they may not be Mechal Shabbos, Yeshna B'Zechira, is included in the category that he has to make Kiddush, Zachar Hashem Shabbos. V'Hani Nashi, and women, Hoyal V'Isnu B'Shmira, since they're certainly obligated to be Shem Shabbos, not to be Mechal Shabbos, because that's a lav. The dispensation of Mitzvah Seh Shazman Groma is only by Mitzvah Seh, not by a lav. So once they're included in the lav, they're included, Isna B'Zechira, they're also included in the Mitzvah Seh. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Aruchayim Sif Beis, very clearly paskins, Noshim Chayovas B'Kiddush, Noshim are obligated in the Kiddush. Apal pishu mitzvah saseishas man groma. Even though, as we just learned, it clearly is a mitzvah saseishas man groma. And as the Ramah explained, Mishum mitzvah saseh atluy b'zman. It's a mitzvah that's specific in time. Shum the iskis zochel sham, because shachar and sham are compared. V'hani noshi hoyal v'ishna b'shmira, isna b'zachira. Since they're in the category of shmira, they are also in the category of zachira. And then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, Umaytzis as a noshim, they could be mighty men, however chayovas ben atarik ha-maisam, since their obligation and the obligation of men are equivalent. Many, many questions come up because of this important halacha that women are obligated in Kiddush. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of our Simon, Reish Ayin Aleph, paskins, that midaraisa, one fulfills the obligation of Kiddush by davening Ma'ariv Friday night. And since in Shabbos, we speak about Shabbos in the Tfilas Ma'ariv Friday night, one has fulfilled that obligation. And if that's the case, the Paiskim discuss. So now, if you have a situation where the husband has davened Ma'ariv in Shul, and therefore, as the Magen Avraham just said, he has fulfilled his Chiyuv D'Raisa of Kiddush, and the wife has not davened Ma'ariv, so when the husband comes home, he only has, at most, a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan to make Kiddush, and she, as we just learned in the Gemara, has a Chiyuv D'Raisa. And as we also have learned, we learned this regarding children or women benching on behalf of men, the halacha is that somebody who's mechuyiv in a mitzvah midrabbanon cannot be mitzi someone who is mechuyiv in a mitzvah midaraisa. And because of this issue, it is the minig in many communities that women who, as we have discussed in previous shurim, typically do not daven Ma'ariv. Friday night, they daven Ma'ariv. And if anything, as we've been learning in our shiurim, Friday night should be the night where they should have less of a reason to daven Ma'ariv. Because as the Gemara said on this very Amid, the reason women are obligated to davenin is because Rachmininu, it represents that are asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for what we need. But the tefillos on Shabbos are not Rachmei. So if there's any time we would think that women shouldn't be obligated to daven, it's Friday night. Yet the minig in many communities is that women specifically do daven Friday night. The reason being, because otherwise we have a problem if the husband will be making Kiddush and he davened, according to the Magen Avraham, he doesn't have a chiv deraisa to make Kiddush, she still does. Rabbi Kiva Eger, because of this issue, comes up with a very interesting solution. He says that when a husband or anybody comes home from shul Friday night, besides that it's the nice thing to do, he should say to his wife and to the women in the home, Good Shabbos, Shabbos Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and she will respond in kind. And with that, she has fulfilled her deraisa obligation of Zochar Esrei Shabbos L'Katshrei that we just discussed. And now she also no longer has a chiyuv deraisa to make Kiddush, because she has fulfilled that obligation through saying Good Shabbos. It's not such a simple solution, even though it's offered by Rabbi Kiva Eger, and many Paiskim quote Rabbi Kiva Eger, including the Mishnah Berurah B'Yair Halacha over here, and many other Paiskim quote this. There is a Ramban, however, that when he speaks about Zorcha Esyoy Meshabbos L'Katshoy, he says, Katshehu bebracha. It has to be in the form of a bracha. So when we say Ma'ariv, that the Magen Avraham says we fulfill our obligation of Kiddush and Ma'ariv, because there we make a bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But when a woman says Good Shabbos, there's no bracha. And since there's no bracha, that may not be a fulfillment of the deraisa obligation of Kiddush. Others quote the Rambam in Perek Chof Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, that when he speaks about Kiddush, he says it has to be said with Divrei Shvach. And saying Kiddush this way does not represent, just saying Good Shabbos doesn't represent a Shvach of Shabbos. So we have as follows. The best thing is that the woman should daven herself, so she should be in the same status as her husband. If she's not davening, she has Rabbi Kiva Eger, that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, she could be yotze Kiddush by greeting or someone by saying Good Shabbos. But actually, there's another point to be made. And that is the Magen Avraham, as we just quoted, is of the opinion that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush just by davening Friday night. But actually, there are many questions on this psak of the Magen Avraham. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim teaches us that when we make Kiddush, we have to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in the Shmona Esrei of Friday night, there's no Zeich of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, many Paiskim take the approach that you're not Yotze Kiddush with Friday night davening. How do we understand the Magen Avraham? So some suggest that the Yotze, the Chiyuv of Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Friday night Ma'ariv, because as we've been learning in our Masechta, we have to be Soymech Gula L'Tfilah. So the Birchas Krishma and the Parshas for Yom of the Krishma that all speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And once we have this concept of Soymech Gula L'Tfilah, that is enough that it's as if we said the Kiddush al Hayayim. Obviously, the other Paiskim suggest that it has to be part of the Kiddush itself. We can't rely on the fact that we just spoke about it previously. There's another very interesting approach that I saw some Paiskim say, that maybe we could tackle, understand that the Shmona Esrei of the Friday night davening doesn't represent the Kiddush because there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim in it. But when we say in many communities, the minig is that before Shmona Esrei we say V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, and that is said immediately after the Berachas Krishma, whereas we just said in the Berachas Krishma we do speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So maybe Shmona Esrei itself can't serve as the Kiddush, but the V'shamru b'nei Yisrael, combined with what we said right before it, the Berachas Krishma, can serve as the, in the place of Kiddush. Another point that's made is that L'chatchila, Kiddush is supposed to be made alakos. And when we daven Shmona Esrei, we're not saying it on a kos. And even though, as the halacha is clear, and we just really referred to it earlier, that the kais is not absolutely essential. For if the kais were essential, so how could the Magen Avraham suggest that we yoytze with Ma'ariv? And how could Rabbi Kivega suggest that we yoytze with the Good Shabbos? But the truth is, there's a deeper understanding, the Paiskim say. When somebody's davening Ma'ariv, he's saying Ma'ariv for the sake of tefillah. He's not saying Ma'ariv for the sake of Kiddush. So even if we'll say, which is a question in its own, mitzvah tzriches kavana, mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, and there are many paiskim that say mitzvah tzriches kavana, and a mitzvah, especially by a mitzvah deraisa, and here he's not having kavana to make Kiddush, especially where the mitzvah is like the mitzvah of Kiddush, that doesn't include in it any act. It's only speaking. That many paiskim say mitzvah tzriches kavana. But even if we're paskin, that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, when we have what's known in the yeshiva language, hepech kavana, the opposite of kavana, that certainly is not good. And when this person is davening, and he's davening l'shem tefillah, and he doesn't have a kais, which is standard in making Kiddush, he's showing them what I'm doing now is for the sake of davening and not for the sake of Kiddush. And therefore, he also isn't yoytzi Kiddush with the Ma'ariv. And therefore, when he comes home and his wife didn't daven, even if his wife didn't daven and he did daven, they're both in the same concept. They're in the same status. Again, there are those that suggest that the din of Kiddush ala kois is absolutely essential. And of course, by Ma'ariv, we don't have Kiddush ala kois. There's another halacha, which is well known. Hopefully, in Mitzvah Shem, when we learn Masechta Shabbos, we'll speak about the halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda. And there's a very interesting rush that says that a Kiddush that doesn't take place b'makom suda, the words of the rush are, Einoi Kiddush klal. It's not a Kiddush altogether. So if it's not a Kiddush, and here, you're davening Ma'ariv, it's not b'makom suda, it's going not to be considered a Kiddush, and therefore the husband has not been yoytze the mitzvah's Kiddush. I do have to say that most Paiskim hold that the halach of Kiddush al-Akais and the Kiddush b'makom suda are only midrabanan, and if they're only midrabanan, then the halach is that they could be, the halach is that the Kiddush, as the Magen Avraham said, the tefillah that he said Ma'ariv, with that he's yoytze the mitzvah, the rice of Kiddush, and his wife has to be in equal status, should be also only chayiv the rabbanon to avoid any problem. The question that also comes up, it comes up quite often, Shabbos by day, if a man already made Kiddush, if he can make Kiddush on behalf of his wife, who did not have Kiddush at all. And again, I have to emphasize the way the Paiskim explain this question when they discuss this question. We're not referring here to a situation where the woman davened or the woman said, G'shabes according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because then they only have a chiyuv the rabbonim. What is the issue? The issue here is as follows. The halacha, b'kol ha'Torah kula, is kol Yisrael ha'arevim zeh lazeh. That there's a concept of arvus. And because of that, the halacha is that even if I have already fulfilled a mitzvah, I could do a mitzvah, I could be mitzvah someone else who has not yet fulfilled a mitzvah. That's the concept of kol Yisrael ha'arevim zeh lazeh. But there's a very big discussion in the Rishonim if the concept of arvus was said also by women. Do we only say arvus from men to men, but we don't say arvus from men to women? If we don't say arvus from men to women, so if I was already yoytze the mitzvah, and the woman has not yet been yoytze the mitzvah, I can't make kiddush, because for me it would just be a brachah levatala, and we can't apply the concept of Kol Yisrael, or Raven Zelazah. So Tosfos, actually, in our Masechta Daf Mem Ches, says that the din of Arvus applies by women as well. The Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in Siman Zayin, says that even if we'll say that there isn't a din of Kol Yisrael, or Raven Zelazah, from men to women, certainly in a mitzvah, that women are mechuyev in Midaraisa, as we're learning the mitzvah of Kiddush, our Gemara taught us, is such a mitzvah. There we do have a concept of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zelazah. Another explanation is when there is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, if we say Arvus by women, what that means is that a woman can't be mitzi a man. The concept of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zelazah doesn't encompass a woman doing a mitzvah on behalf of a man. But in the reverse situation, a man being mitzi a woman, there is a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim zeh lazeh. Especially, I saw some paiskim that suggest if the man who's making the kiddush on behalf of the woman is her husband, so part of the responsibility of a husband to a wife is that his wife should be able to fulfill her mitzvahs, and therefore, certainly, a husband can make kiddush for his wife, even if he's already made kiddush in shul, he attended a kiddush previously. Again, what's best is that the woman should daven, and once she's davened, her entire obligation is only midrabanan, and therefore, once it's only midrabanan, it's much easier. The question that comes up is, can a woman make kiddush on behalf of a man? Because if we're saying now that even the opinions that hold that there is a concept of arvus from men to women, and I should have said, certainly if the man is making kiddush on behalf of other men, where there is, according to everybody, a concept of arvus, then if a woman is listening, she certainly will be yaitse. But why would be in a situation where a woman is going asked to make kiddush on behalf of a man? Because, as we're learning, there is no arvus. Even according to the opinion that hold there's arvus, there may not be arvus from women to men. And therefore, the Paiskim discuss, can a woman make kiddush on behalf of a man who wasn't able to make his own kiddush? The question becomes even more complicated because the halacha, according to many paiskim, is that we know Mikra Megillah, the Gemara Masechta Megillah teaches us that women are obligated to Mikra Megillah for the reason of Af Hein Hoya Ba'Oisa Hanes. But yet, the paiskim say that women should not read the Megillah on behalf of men, according to the Bang Avram and other, and the Taz. It's not necessarily a raya, because the Paiskim say that Megillah is different than Kiddush. Because it could be by Megillah, the obligation of women and the obligation of men are not identical. The obligation of women is Lishmoya, to hear the Megillah. The obligation of men is Lekroya, to read. And therefore, they don't have identical obligations. But by Kiddush, as our Gemara is very clear, the obligation of men and women are identical. And once the obligation of men and women are identical, and they have both the same chiyuv, they could be mitzi, a woman can be mitzi a man. Lahalocha lemaisa, the Paiskim again give the same suggestion that we've been giving, that the man should at least try to say some davening or good Shabbos, according to Rikki Vega, and therefore by doing so, he has no longer have a chiyuv deraisa. And for chiyuv derabbanan, we certainly can rely, it seems, that the woman can be mitzi the man. Furthermore, the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, that what will happen if a woman doesn't have an adult male at home? She only has a boy at home. And the boy is not for sure a male adult, because we need to remember the midoraisa, a boy is only considered a gadol. A boy is only considered an adult, not just because he's 13 years old. He has to be 13 years old and hevi shtei saros, brought two hairs, which represent physical maturity. So throughout Shas, we have what's known as the chazaka derava, that we could safely assume that a boy who was 13 years old, brought the Shtei Saris. But the Chazaka Derava, say the Paiskim, can only be relied upon when it's a Derabon. When there's an obligation, which is Midaraisa, we can't rely on the Chazaka Derava. Here, as we're saying, a woman's obligation in Kiddush is a Chi of Deraisa, and therefore we have a real issue, can we rely on a boy who we're not sure brought the Shtei Saris. And therefore, the Paiskim Paskin very clearly that a woman cannot l'chatchila rely on a boy unless we know he's older, he's 17, he's 18, when we can be sure without any doubt that he is indeed a gadol. But a younger boy, she should not rely on. And that's why the Paiskim say l'haloch l'maisa, that when we have a situation where there, again, is no adult, real adult male in the house. We have only a woman who's an adult and a boy who's young. Maybe it's better that the woman should make Kiddush and not the boy. Of course, it's somewhat difficult to say this psak. It's difficult enough, perhaps, that this woman and boy don't have an adult male at home to make Kiddush. And now we're also going to make him say the Kiddush on her say the Kiddush, and not her son, who's already bar mitzvah. And therefore, the Paiskim suggest that in such a situation, what should be done is that, this is the l'chatchila, when he says the Kiddush, she should say along with him, word for word, and if at all possible, she too should have in front of her a cup of wine, and even though he's the one that's saying the Kiddush out loud, by her saying every word and also having a cup of wine in front of her, that is certainly acceptable. The different Paiskim, the Shari Tshuva and other Paiskim give this suggestion, and the Paiskim are also somewhat lenient that if she doesn't want to have her own cup of wine in front of her, if she just wants to rely on saying along with that boy word for word of Kiddush, especially in a situation where the boy is above bar mitzvah. If the boy is still below bar mitzvah, it's a little more difficult. But if the boy is above bar mitzvah, and we'll add to it as we have all night, all shir, that she daven ma'ariv, so a chiv is not a chiv deraisa, and that she said good Shabbos, so we have Rabbi Kivega, and he is above bar mitzvah, saying word for word along is certainly good enough. In fact, I saw that a paiskim that suggests, even though it's certainly not the minhag olam, and maybe nowadays we could understand why it's not the minhag olam, that women should, in general, say along with the person make kiddush the words of the kiddush. Why? Because this halacha that we could be yotzi with someone else, there are paiskim that suggest that we could only be yotzi with someone else when we understand what that other person is saying. But if it's a situation where we don't understand what he's saying, we can't rely on another individual. And therefore, if there's a concern that she doesn't understand the words of kiddush that this man is saying, because it's Hebrew, she maybe doesn't understand Hebrew so well. And there's also a concern that the poskim suggest that maybe she will get distracted and she doesn't have the proper concentration. So it's always maybe good to say word for word. I do have to say that the Aruch HaShulchan here in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Ches says that the Minhag HaOlam is that women just hear the Kiddush even if they don't have such a great understanding of Lashon Kodesh, and even if we are concerned that they're distracted. But again, if at all possible, if we have a situation where there is no adult male making the Kiddush or no definite adult male making the Kiddush, maybe if possible, she should say long with him, word by word. It's very interesting that the Mefarshim point out that as we've been learning in our Gemara, mitzvah saseishas man grama, women are exempt. Yet here we find that Kiddush is an exception to the rule. Why? So I saw a beautiful pshat. As we said at the beginning of our shir, the Torah in the Seres HaDibros HaRishonis uses the word zachar. It's only in the Seres HaDibros in Parshas Veschanon does the Torah use the word shamar. Why? Which, since the Torah uses the word shamar, as we explained, it represents a lois asay, and therefore women too are obligated in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah of Kiddush. What is the explanation? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Luchas HaRishonis, it was before Klai Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel. And therefore, Shabbos was just Zachar. And Shabbos was a mitzvah saseh shezman grama, like all other mitzvah saseh shezman grama. But unfortunately, after Klai Yisrael did the Averis in the Midbar, the Aver of Egel, and the other Averis, then Shabbos takes on a whole new meaning. Shabbos isn't just Zachar. Shabbos isn't just a time when we are obligated to do mitzvah saseh. Shabbos becomes Shomer. Shabbos becomes a time of Shmirah. Shabbos becomes a time when we are protected for the rest, for the whole week, through our Shmirah Shabbos. And just like the Gemara says, and we're going to learn the Gemara, that women are obligated to mezuzah, because the mezuzah brings life, and not only men need life, women need life as much as men. Similarly, women need the power, the zachar of Shabbos, just like men need the zachar of Shabbos, and therefore, kol sheyesh noy b'shmira, yesh da b'zechira, and women are obligated in Kiddush as well.